Great, so I have the pleasure to introduce Cedric, and Cedric will tell us what he, like he said, like, okay, who invited the intern on stage? Because he worked at Red Hat for more than 3 years, or 3 years as intern, now he's full-time there, but he's presenting something that he built during these 3 years and after. And the stage is yours.
Awesome, yay! thanks guys. So, my name is Cedric Clyburn, and actually first and foremost I want to give a big thank you to the organizers and all you for being here. We couldn't be possible without the, you know, the community, so big round of applause for the organizers. I'm a first time attendee and first time speaker here at FOSDEM, and really excited to share with you the session on building AI applications from your local machine using an open source project called the Podman AI Lab. And unfortunately, my co-host Devon, which is the PM for the project, couldn't join us today, but I'm sure he's watching. Hello. Hello. So let's go ahead and hop in. So today's schedule, we've got a lot to cover, and I'm glad that Eric kind of was before me talking about containers and talking about AI, because it's a perfect match. We're going to introduce Podman as a container engine and Podman Desktop and show you the Podman AI Lab and how it solves a lot of the challenges that developers like myself have faced when trying to build applications with AI models and take those applications and move them to a production environment. So we're going to have a couple fun demos. We're going to look at different use cases, open source, and open weight models as well, and do a final creme de la creme of adding AI to an existing application. If you want to check out the slides or try Podman Desktop, feel free to. But without further ado, I want to introduce some friends here. These are the seals that make up the Podman and the Podman Desktop project. And recently, it was accepted into the CNCF as a sandbox project. Just last week, they approved it, so that's very, very exciting. They had a long night yesterday. This guy in the top right was at Delirium Cafe until like 4. And you know, they're big fans of FOSDEM as well. If you haven't used Podman before, Podman is an open source container engine. It's open, extensible, and it's daemonless. So instead of a client-server approach where you have a daemon running in the background, what happens is you do a fork exec. That child process then becomes the container. And because of that, you can run containers in a non-root fashion by default, so it's a great way to use container technology in large organizations, for example, and it's open source, and it works with OCI images, containers, volumes, registries. There's a little bit about the differences between, say, for example, Docker, if you've used that before. And if you want to learn more about it, on the left-hand side, there's a 10x engineer, really smart guy, tell my boss, who made a video on it. So you can learn more online if you haven't tried out Podman. But Podman Desktop is this visual graphical interface for working with containers, for working with Kubernetes, and as we're going to see today, for working with AI models and applications. And it's made for deploying to Kubernetes. So you can spin up a local kind or a mini kube cluster, or you can connect to your kubeconfig and deploy something straight to your cluster without having to leave your container development environment. So it's very easy, and it's all open and extensible by default. And it's built on a really nice stack. So you've got Svelte and Tailwind on top of Electron, so you could use it Mac, Windows, Linux. Now recently for Mac, we were using libkrun to enable GPU pass-through, so you can use Llama CPP with like Vulkan and make those API calls to use the GPU for model inferencing, so that's very exciting. Now, the main focus of the talk is transitioning to this new era that we're all living in, which, as you can see from our lovely little mascot, is the world of AI, which for me, in the past few years, was kind of daunting as an application developer myself. Because I would be talking to the data scientists on my team, trying to see what they were working on, and they would send me a Jupyter notebook, and I didn't even know how to open it. But now things are a little bit different, and we've got all of these open source tools and technologies that we've talked about today to spin up a local AI model as an API and make those requests without even having to need Wi-Fi. So I think it's amazing, and it all starts with enabling developers to use models from their local machine. there's a lot of benefits because, for example, we could run an AI model as a service just like we would with a database, like a test container, for example, and we have control over that model, right? So no data is leaving our local machine, but also this is completely for free, and this is amazing. The Podman AI Lab is what we're taking a look at today. It's an open source project, and it's an extension of Podman Desktop so that you can have an environment to develop applications that use AI and run it all in containers so that when you want to move to a development or production environment on Kubernetes, everything is running with the same predictability that you would have throughout the process. So I think it's cool. And as a developer, it can kind of feel overwhelming to start working with AI, right? You might be looking at different AI models. You might have picked one, and then bam, there's a new DeepSeek that's out and released the next day, right? So we want to have a little bit of predictability and standardization, right, with working with models, and that's the whole ideation and prototyping phase. But then you have to add things on, connect with services and data sources with RAG or Agentic to connect to APIs and chain things together. So it can seem overwhelming, but we want to kind of make it easier for developers like me and you guys to try out prompts and to build applications and run models. And so the extension I'm going to show with all the demos today is the AI Lab. So it includes recipes. So for example, with RAG, you would have an inference server, and you would have a model, and you would have a vector database all included in containers in one singular pod so that you can quickly spin things up without having to worry about dependencies and do your iteration of build, run, and test all in containers from your local machine using the same workflow that you've been using for container development. So if you want to learn more about it, feel free to check out the slides. But I love demos, and I hope you guys do too. So who's ready for some live demos? Yippee. All right, so here's the extension. I'm running Podman Desktop here on my Mac. And so the container engine is running itself. Under the hood, what's happening is we've set up a virtual machine. This was configured all for me, just with the click of a button, so it's very nice. And we have GPU pass-through, so that we can inference with this new M3 chip, which is very nice. So let's go ahead and check it out. This is the extension where we've installed it, and there's tons of other similar types of extensions. We'll also kind of look at bootable containers today with AI as well, which is pretty cool. But the recipe catalog. So let's say you want to build a new POC or you want to test something out. As a developer, you've got to think about the models and the frameworks, the lang chains, and you've got to think about an inference server. It can be a lot to think about, too complex, right? But with these recipes, we just have the ingredients that you need to set up this application. So you can learn about it here in this little catalog, but I'll go ahead and start one up and show you how it works. So there's a list of different open source Apache 2.0 models that you can download straight from Hugging Face, the click of a button, and you use that model in this recipe. So we're essentially pulling down the chatbot GitHub repo. We're mounting that model to the inference server, and we're starting the ChromaDB vector database in order to chunk in our data, and we've got this app running. So I'll go ahead and show you this. What is it, 13 seconds ago? It's all running in a singular pod, and let's check it out. So it's a simple Streamlit application. Let's ask a question. Who is keynoting FOSDEM this year in 2025? So this is a standard example of RAG, right? Asking the model a question that it wasn't previously trained on. The answer we get, hey, we don't have information about who's keynoting. I'm sad now, right? I wanted to know. And so I've got a little brochure here, actually, I'll show you, that just has a little bit of information about the event. And let's provide that to the application. And let's go in the background here and see what's actually happening. So here we have all of the logs. Oh. That was supposed to happen. Okay, so let's say our application's not working and we want to come back here and restart it. Well, it's very easy. We just restart the recipe. Let's say we've made some changes to our code base. We've added a new feature. We've started iterate. well, this would be a great way to just, you know, code and restart, and then hopefully not have the same issue. So we'll give it a second. The containers have stopped running, and hopefully it'll just start up for me again, and we can try to ask the question again. So just like that, all the containers have restarted. Inference server, vector database, the Streamlit application. Hey, who is keynoting Fosdem this year? So we'll try Fosdem. Okay, so we'll get the same answer. Doesn't have the context. Fingers crossed. I'll give the same answer. I'll give the same question. Good thing I have a backup. Okay, so this one, now we ask the question, provide the context, and give it a second. Now, while it's processing the document, I want to show you the magic for what's going on behind the scenes. So here is the source code that we've cloned when we started this recipe, right? And we've got a container file to package our application. Let me make this a little bit bigger. We've got our RAG application in order to, say, for example, connect to the model that's running locally. And we've got all the code here to accept, say, PDF, text, some front end here, and be able to pass a prompt template. Hey, don't answer the question if you don't have the context. I don't know which ones. One of these was supposed to work. Just trust me. We'll hop to another demo. But so code base, container file, our application package, just like that. There's also stuff here in these recipes in order to, say, for example, take our application and run it as a service, say, using Quadlet, which is a feature of Podman, or to take it and actually run it as an operating system itself. With, say for example, we take CentOS Stream as a bootable container base image, then we overlay as containers all of the different components, the model, the inference server, the database, and the application itself, and we could actually take this and run it as an operating system wherever we'd like, you know, the edge, IoT devices, et cetera, where the model needs to be as close as possible to the actual hardware itself. So that's pretty dope as well. Let me show you a demo that hopefully works here. A lot of our applications for AI might be working with text, but it's really important to remember that audio, vision, et cetera, are becoming more and more popular. So here's an example of audio to text. We're using the Whisper port for that came from OpenAI to power this application. And so what we're going to be able to do is, say, for example, if someone is out in the field, maybe it's a doctor and they need to transcribe their conversations, we could build some type of application to be able to understand the language in real time. So let's go over here, and I'm going to talk a little bit about Fosdem. My first time here, it's very crazy, and I have a hard time navigating. But maybe on peut parler un petit peu en français. Nosotros podemos hablar en español. You know, a couple of different languages to test this out. And let's go ahead and upload this file to our little application. So let's go over here. And fingers crossed, we'll give the MP3 file. And let's see what the result is. Yay! Pretty cool, right? So you could take whatever language. Whisper has about 80 languages that it was trained on. And start to build an application just like this. Click of a button, you've got the model, the server for inferencing, and the front end to, and you can make your own. Because what we're using under the hood that you saw earlier was Llama C++. What if you like VLLM? Well, you could replace and kind of build your own recipes and use kind of this model catalog here of these open permissible license Apache 2.0 models, or maybe import your own. So for example, DeepSeek, I've been playing around with it recently. It's very interesting. You know, we could test that out here. Vim or Emacs. Let's see. I'm not liable for the output of this model. So I love how it thinks. It's like it's a yapper, I would like to say. So fun to play around with models, but of course the real use case is, and let me see if I can open this other, we'll give it a refresh. The real use case is doing some experimentation and prompting. I can't open up my other playground, but it was just some kind of messing around with the temperature and doing some prompt templates. 5 minutes here, let's do the creme de la creme demo. I want to show you the model serving side of things. So here we go, we've got a couple different models that we've kind of spun up. Let's take, for example, this Granite 3.1 model that we can spin up. This is just running inside of Llama C++ container. So we've containerized this inference server. We could check out the, for example, Swagger API and kind of, you know, try it out. What's the capital of France? I hope it says Paris. That was close. We could say take some code and integrate this into our application. I play around with LangChain and LangChain4j on Quarkus, and it's a pretty good way to start using AI if you're a Java developer. And this model is running on this specific port. I could copy this code in and start using it into my application. But let's see. Let me hop over to... Here we go. Cool. To my Quarkus application. So I'll have to do a Quarkus dev. And actually, I need to change one more thing. So this is LangChain4j. Let's see. I'm going to replace the port here. So the model's serving, right? We just tested out the endpoint a second ago. Let's start up our application. Port 8006. Cool. So let's say someone in this organization, for example, has to go through a large amount of backlogs of claims, right? Everyone's getting in car accidents for some reason. So here's a new claim. Marty McFly crashed his DeLorean. We want to be able to have a model to be able to ask, hey, who is at fault here? So let's try it. You saw the post request go off in the background. Okay, enough audio typing. And here we have, in tokens, the response back. But it's really cool, right? The model's running locally. We're making that post request, getting the response back. And hopefully this is a great way to start experimenting and iterating from our local machine and building some cool applications that use AI. Let's see who is at fault. Okay, yeah. So, you know, very nice. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this little kind of live demo for the AI lab. There's a lot of cool stuff you can do, and if you want to replicate OLLAMA's port and be able to call models and actions with an API, well, you can replicate it specifically here for this local server. Let me kind of close out here and let's see. Cool. And as you might know, containers are a perfect solution for AI and ML because of the portability, the ability to scale up on demand, let's say when our application is in use 9 to 5, or be able to scale down afterwards and be able to save not only money, but maybe the trees outside as well and be economical. So there's GPU acceleration, whatever platform you're on, and I highly recommend that you try out the Podman AI Lab. There's a great community behind it. It's an open source project. It just joined the CNCF. Feel free to provide feedback on the repository, to contribute, create PRs, whatever you would like to do. And on behalf of the whole team, I want to say thank you. And this was a pleasure. This was a really fun time. And thanks for coming to FOSDEM.